The purpose of this show is solely to provide information for you to make your own decisions on the subjects that are presented. Welcome to the Ben Armstrong Show, folks. Expert proof the vaccine will kill millions going forward. I don't want to tell you this. I don't want to give you this headline. And I know people will mock it. But you know me, I don't do headlines that I can't back up. I'm not a scaremonger. My headlines seem at first shocking. They always do. You know, the stuff I was saying 6 months ago seemed shocking. It doesn't seem shocking anymore. You can go back and look and you say, oh, wow, he was right. But when I was saying it, seemed shocking. Folks, I have so much. I was going to break this up into two shows because I have so much, but I'm going to try to cram it all in for you so I don't have time to waste. I am sorry to tell you this, but this is not scaremongering. Millions of people are going to die from the vaccine. I have been hesitant. I don't care about being first. I wait till I have enough evidence to overwhelm people so that they know it ain't me saying it. The evidence is overwhelming. It's not a risk anymore for me to say this. I always, there was times where I told you, I don't know the long-term effects. We don't know. We don't know yet. It hasn't been long enough. It's been long enough. There's enough science in of what the vaccine is doing to the bodies that now I can actually, and this is the first time I'm really doing a projection show, but it's, I've now I feel comfortable. I have so much evidence. I don't like to do shows unless I know I'm going to be right. That when I say something that sounds shocking, it's going to be proven right. It's going to happen. This is why I have like 100% track record on these things, because that's how I am. So let's get into it. I can't waste time explaining it to new people. If you don't know my track record and you're new, you're just going to have to trust that what I'm saying is right, because I don't have time to explain it. First, here's something that if you're new, it's going to seem very shocking. You're not going to believe this headline, but I'm going to show you a headline, and then I'm going to show you and give you all the evidence backing up why it's true. Epic Times, here's the headline. Will 100 million die from the COVID vax by 2028? You can. There'll be a link. I don't have time to go through it all, but I will give you a lot of what it was based on, the video, some snippets. It's an hour video. I can only give you snippets. Greg Hunter, USA Watchdog. Greg Hunter does a fantastic job. He always does. His interviews are great. David Martin, PhD. David Martin is the patent guy. His company helped go through and, I don't know, approve patents. I don't know exactly. It's been a long time. So when he talks about patents, he knows what he's talking about. But we're not dealing with this. He's talking about the origins, that he knows what the origins are through the patents. Just so you know, this guy isn't just making things up. He's would be the number one expert on patents in the world, okay? The origins of COVID, and then he gets into why 100 million people will die. It seems all shocking. Stick with me. Let me overwhelm you. Let's go.
What we know is that the spike protein was such a tragic error in terms of the first time it was engineered. Because remember, I think it's important for your listeners and viewers to remember that in 1999, when Anthony Fauci and Ralph Baric at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, decided to start weaponizing coronavirus, they patented in 2002, and you heard that date correctly, that's a year before the SARS outbreak in China the first time. They patented what they called a, quote, infectious replication defective chimera of coronavirus.
Oh, boy.
And let's unpack what that means. Infectious means that it actually is more lethal to the target. Replication defective means its damage is primarily to the target and not to the target's family or friends or community or anything else. And in 2002, the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill patented the replication defective infectious coronavirus chimera, which then became the first instance of SARS. And it was perfected in 2013 to 2016 during the gain of function moratorium, where the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill was given an exemption from the gain of function moratorium so they could continue to weaponize the virus to the point where in 2016, Ralph Barrick published a paper in which he said the Wuhan Institute of Virology Virus 1 coronavirus was, quote, poised for human emergence, end quote. So they knew this all along. You know, they knew.
Hold on, let me pause this. What he's doing is he's proven, and he's gone into way more detail. This is all factual stuff. He's talking about how our universities, I believe, North Carolina, dealing with Fauci, eventually there's connections to the Wuhan lab. Of course, Fauci funded the Wuhan lab. I don't think I have to explain all this because most people should know that's all true. This isn't us making this up. This is all factual stuff. He's just giving you where this all came about, and it all really starts from SARS. And remember the animal testing that they did on SARS with mRNA. They were trying to do mRNA injection vaccines back then with SARS. And the animals kept dying. And then they could inject them and the animals would live. But if they waited a year and had a variant of SARS infect the animal, then the animal would die. Which showed them that whatever the mRNA was doing or whatever they were doing, and whether they were, maybe that was what they wanted to happen, or if they even accidentally came across it, they figured out that they were damaging the immune systems of the animals, and they figured out they have the ability to wipe out immune systems and then release something like a common cold almost, or something a little worse than a common cold, and you could wipe out these animals. They went ahead and experimented on you with then the COVID scare. Just so you know, let me go back though. I can't talk too much, and I want to talk, but I can't. Let's go back. Can pick up where we left off.
Knew it was a bioweapon since 2005. They knew it was effective at taking out populations, harming populations, intimidating and coercing populations. And they did that all very intentionally for the purpose of destroying humanity.
There's a lot to write down. Could you just give me an idea, ballpark? How many millions do you think will die, and what's the time window? Just a ballpark.
Well, by their own estimate, they're looking for 700 million people globally, and that would put the U.S. Participation in that certainly as a pro rata of injected population somewhere between 75 and 100 million people.
That's in the USA or that's the world?
No, that's in the United States, somewhere between 75 million and 100 million people.
To die, and globally, 700 million people. And you're saying, Ben, you're just buying hook, line, and sinker what this guy is saying. No, you don't believe it, do you? When he's saying, oh, it was engineered to do that. Well, guess what? Bill Gates admitted that that's exactly what they wanted to do in 2010. And I have it for you. And I'm going to play it for you. And it's not me manipulating. It's not me editing and taking it out of context. It is a cut. It isn't a start and an end. No edits in between. This is what Bill Gates was talking about. Bill Gates said and admitted that they wanted, because of CO2, in 2010, given a presentation on CO2, that people are the number one cause of the rise of CO2, and it's what people do and the services that they have, and you use gasoline. If you reduce the number of people, you would reduce the number of output that each person, obviously, if they're not there, they can't produce CO2. There's no way, the left tries to spin this, there's no way Bill Gates is misspeaking. He's talking about lowering CO2, and he's talking about the population going up being a problem because it's going to raise the CO2. And then he says with vaccines, this is in 2010, he can help reduce the population. This is not word for word, but he's talking about reducing the population through vaccines and abortion. He mentions abortion as well, by 10 to 15%. Because he's worried about overpopulation and too much CO2. There's no doubt anyone who says he's not talking about that in this clip that I'm about to play you is a liar. Let me give it to you. This is from InfoWars, Greg Reese's report, who does a great job. Take a listen. Bill Gates, I set it up for you. It's as plain as day.
This equation has four factors. a little bit of multiplication. So you've got a thing on the left, CO2, that you want to get to zero. And that's going to be based on the number of people, the services each person's using on average, the energy on average for each service, and the CO2 being put out per unit of energy. So let's look at each one of these and see how we can get this down to zero. Probably one of these numbers is going to have to get pretty near to zero. That's back from high school algebra. But let's take a look. First, we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
Many believed that Bill Gates somehow misspoke when he attributed successful depopulation to the vaccines. But it's now evident that he didn't.
He didn't. And he's the one who was the biggest proponent of your COVID-19 vaccine. And he was talking about it. And if you don't believe it, his dad was the head of Planned Parenthood, folks. He was raised by a man who was one of the biggest mass murderers in the history of the world, killing babies in the womb, the most innocent. Bill Gates is soft-spoken and comes across as a geeky guy who was raised by people who had no problem killing. And he's telling you right there, but this is 2010. He doesn't think he has to hide it that much, and he doesn't think people fully understand what he's saying. But he said it as plain as day. As plain as day. Thank goodness we can go back and find what these people said, because they do say these things straight out in the open. They tell us, but then they try to hide it. They tell us, but then they don't want us to really find out exactly what is going on. Now I want to go to Dr. Gina Primetime, who played a clip about Congressman Jason Crow, who is a Democrat on the Intelligence Committee. So he has inside information that this is true. He's talking about your DNA being sold, and you need to worry because they can create bioweapons with your DNA. This is not me. This is a Democrat congressman who sits on an intelligence committee who obviously has seen stuff on this. Take a listen to this report.
Everybody. Now, over the weekend, while we were all having a great time, did we not have a great time at the Turning Point Student Action Summit? A Democrat congressman named Jason Crow, who was on the House Intelligence Committee, made a very startling statement at the Aspen Security Forum. Check this out.
Yeah. So to be clear, I think one of the things we're talking about here is that there are now weapons under development and developed that are designed to target specific people. Right, that's what this is, where you can actually take someone's DNA, take their medical profile, and you can target a biological weapon that will kill that person or take them off the battlefield or make them inoperable. So you can't have a discussion about this without talking about privacy and commercial data and the protection of commercial data, because expectations of privacy have degraded over the last 20 years. Young folks actually have very little expectation of privacy. That's what the polling and the data show. And people will very rapidly spit into a cup and send it into 23andMe and get really interesting data about their background. And guess what? Their DNA is now owned by a private company and can be sold off with very little intellectual property protection or privacy protection. And we don't have legal and regulatory regimes to deal with that. So we have to have an open and public discussion, and this is going to have to be a political discussion about what does the protection of healthcare information, DNA information, and your data look like, because that data is actually going to be procured and collected by our adversaries for the development of these systems.
Folks, they can target people, and they've been collecting DNA, and they had a massive nose swab campaign when you had to go into the hospital or had to visit something and they said, you got to be tested for COVID. And they swabbed you. They took your DNA. Now, what they would be doing with that on a mass scale, if they wanted to develop, this is, they can do this. This is not me making things up. They can. It's, It's not a question whether science has gotten to the point where they can do this or not. They can do what I'm saying. It's whether they will or won't is the only question. They can take that DNA, create and actually manipulate bioweapons to attack certain races. This isn't me thinking they can. They can. It's whether they are going to or not. That's the only question. I don't have time to spend more on that. Let me go back. Go back to Dr. David Martin on USA Watchdog. Take a listen.
You know, the fact is that when you inject mRNA into a human being, which is what the current manipulations are, that mRNA makes the human body produce a scheduled toxin. And by scheduled toxin, I mean this spike protein modeled after the coronavirus spike protein. And we need to be clear on the fact that by all of their own admission, the spike protein that the injection manufactures is a computer simulation of a chimera of the spike protein of coronavirus. It is, in fact, not a coronavirus vaccine. It is a spike protein instruction to make the human body produce a toxin. And that toxin has been scheduled as a known biologic agent of concern with respect to biological weapons for the last now decade and a half. So the fact of the matter is that the injections are an act of bioweapons and bioterrorism. They are not a public health measure. And the facts are very simple. This was premeditated. This was actually an action taken specifically as disclosed in 2015 at the National Academy of Sciences when Peter Daszak, who is the money launderer in chief, the guy who sent money over to the Wuhan labs in China during the gain of function moratorium, when he made the statement, as I've repeated many, many times, and I'll go ahead and read it for your audience, to sustain the funding beyond the crisis, we need to increase the public understanding for the need for medical countermeasures such as a pan-coronavirus vaccine. A key driver is the media, and the economics will follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get to the real issues. Investors will follow if they see profit at the end of the process. Peter Daszak in 2015 actually stated that this entire exercise was a campaign of domestic terror to get the public to accept a universal vaccine platform using a known biological weapon. And that is their own words, not my interpretation.
And remember that Dr. Fauci, his whole expertise was AIDS. And this vaccine damages your immune system. The reason why it's so deadly, and why I'm saying don't get another vaccine. If you get three and this new one, they've been testing and calibrating this vaccine. It really feels, it's just a gut feeling that I have, but my gut is usually right. My gut feeling, this is not factual, so I want you to know it's just my opinion here. My gut feeling is this next one is really going to damage people's immune systems, and you're not going to know it right away. So I said at the beginning, this is preventable. All you have to do is not get the vaccine and don't get a booster. No. Now, people who've gotten three or four, your immune system's damaged, guaranteed. As long as you didn't get placebos, then it's guaranteed your immune system's damaged. And I don't know. I don't know if now it's too late. Your immune system will continue to be damaged. Your body is told to continually make the spike protein. We don't know how long it will keep doing that. I don't know. But I'll tell you this. One of the top doctors, one of the top ones in all of the history of science, warned against this. I want you to see who I'm talking about before I play you a quick cut.
Luc Montagnier, a French virologist who shared a Nobel Prize for discovering the virus that causes AIDS, died on Tuesday in the Paris suburb of Neuilly-sur-Seine. He was 89. His award-winning work began in 1983 at France's Pasteur Institute when Montagnier and his team, including co-founder Françoise Barré-Sinoussi, examined tissue samples from patients with an unexplainable new syndrome. that turned out to be the HIV virus. This groundbreaking work would go on to win them many awards, but none more prestigious than the Nobel Prize for Medicine in 2008.
That guy who won the Nobel Prize, who helped understand the HIV virus, is the guy that is going to warn you in this video about the vaccine.
Questo padre vaccino, no?
Yes. It's loud, and they speak in foreign languages. So I have to get to the spot because I lost my spot in this, and I'm going to have to, for the radio audience, read it. Here we go. Unfortunately, they have more serious effects. The spike protein, which is synthesized by the messenger RNA contained in the vaccine, is toxic to the cells. It's poison. He goes on, and you can, I'll have a link to this, and says that he basically says anyone who gives this to a child should be imprisoned. He says all sorts of things, but I don't have time to play you it. And for people listening on radio, hearing foreign language and me having to talk over it is not the greatest, or else I would have given you more of what he had to say. Folks, here's the point. I can say now that it is safe to project that there is, if you go out and keep getting boosters, and people will, no matter my warning, this is why I know millions, and I don't know what the exact number will be, no one does, but millions and millions of more people are going to die from this vaccine, and I think especially the people who go out and get the next booster. And this video could save your life. This is not a joke. If you don't go out and get the booster because of this video, it may have just saved your life. But maybe you've already been jabbed 3 or 4 times. Get right with God. Pray that God can make your body get that crap out of you and that you can get back to normal and that it's not a synthesized AIDS, because they call it VADS, and you can look this up, that it's a vaccine-induced AIDS. And Dr. Fauci was an expert on AIDS, and you have the Nobel Prize winner who also was an expert on AIDS. One had a financial motive to get you to take the vaccine. The other did not. One told you to get it. The other one warned you it's going to destroy you. It's poison. One is dead now. The other one is not. Folks, this is serious stuff. This isn't a joke. And if you appreciate the information I have given you, don't you dare keep it to yourself because you're afraid to share it with people. You need to share it. That's all you have to do. It's not asking a lot. Share it with people. You could be saving someone's life. And if you're too afraid because you're afraid of what people will think, I've always been trying to be an example to people. Don't let fear dictate what you do. I'm not doing that for you to get me clicks. Yeah, I would like to have more clicks on the video, but because it will save people's lives. That's why. And then if a ton of people watch it, they'll get the truth and come to me more for truth. That's a benefit on the side. I admit that. I would love that. That'd be great. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through him. I love you guys. See ya!